Idea Man.
You've said that you're not a double glove guy, and you know there's been some discrepancy whether or not that's the case.
Innovator.
Good friend and teammate Greg Magic sends me a picture of you double gloving playing pickleball.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
So you're telling me you did not play one point of pickleball double gloving?
I did not. Not two gloves, not
all
one.
All right, well, that helps me restore my faith in the pickleball community a little bit, because I was convinced, you know, that you're out there rocking because your hands are so delicate that you needed to glove up playing pickleball.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Tausch, of course, sponsored by Kohler Services today. Happy pre-4th of July to you, Mark Tauscher.
Well, happy pre-4th of July to you guys, too. And what are we thinking? Like, if you go to a barbecue, is it you have to have a dog? What is that have-to thing for you, Eric?
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, yeah, usually a hot dog, or maybe try to cram 70 of them in quick in 10 minutes, like Jaws.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be honest. If you see a great cheeseburger that's on the grill or a hot dog, you're going to go burger probably, are you not?
That's
like if you're
true.
At a barbecue or a brat. Like, I'm going to – hot dog is probably the last on the list if you're talking about what normal – like just the everyday barbecue is going to look like.
Hmm.
I think hot dog's probably ranked at the end, is it not?
It's more of like a – I don't know. You eat that first. Like, you know, maybe it's an appetizer.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to say I'm disappointed with – are you saying you only choose one of the options?
Right.
You're not doing all three? Because my first answer is I'm going all three.
Well, obviously, I'm going to dabble with all, but I'm saying if you see these things, I'm going brat, burger, dog. Like, if I'm ranking it, like, all right, if I'm at a summer cookout, that's the way I'm going. And if I do somehow get full, hot dog's going to be the last on the list. That's typically
that.
Hot dogs, if you have a bunch of Coors Lights and the day kind of gets away from you and all of a sudden you're 6 hours later and it's still sitting on the grill, you're like, oh, okay, I'll just grab this hot dog as kind of a palate cleanser, if you will.
All right, it's time to play. We got to get to it. Our final Summerfest trivia game. Are you ready?
I'm always ready. Hey,
all right. The Wallflowers are coming to Uline. I believe they're here. I just had it in front of me, and now I lost it. I think they're here on Uline on Friday, I want to say. Anyway, the Wallflowers are coming this weekend. The lead singer of the Wallflowers is the son of A, actor Harrison Ford, B, singer Bob Dylan, or C, director Steven Spielberg.
So I don't know, this 3 week period of time where we've done Summerfest trivia, I've shown I don't know a ton about music. I feel very confident it's Dylan's kid. I'm going to say B.
Spalding, you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with him.
This is correct. Very nicely done. Jacob Dylan is the son of Bob Dylan. My favorite was when they first got big way back when. He's like, oh, I don't want to be known as by my dad. Yet he took his dad's name. Like Dylan is like their stage
name. Yeah, LeBron James's kid said the same thing.
Yeah,
he
right.
didn't want to be known as his dad. His name is Ronnie.
It's funny how that works out like that. All right, moving on. Amy Grant is coming to Summerfest this weekend. Amy Grant is married to A, country singer Vince Gill, B, metal singer Rob Zombie, or C, actor Harrison Ford.
So I don't know why I'm on it today. That answer's A. Like, I actually think I may have known that before you even gave the choices. I feel very confident it's the country music singer.
Yeah, I'm going to go Vince Gill also.
Very good. Boy, you're going to... Super impressed. All right, moving on to the next one. Okay, AJR is coming to the amphitheater. AJR, this is my 12-year-old's favorite band at the moment. How was AJR discovered? Was it A singing sensation found them on Twitter? B, AJR actually has been very well known for a long time, playing in the Virgin Islands for years. Or C, they were performing in the BART near San Francisco, and Harrison Ford spotted them and mentioned them to Jimmy Fallon.
Well, the run of me knowing actually what you're talking about has run its course, but I have to think it's C. That story sounds very good, and I think it makes sense. I'm going C.
I'm with you, Tausch. Reading the tea leaves here, it's a lot of Harrison Ford talk.
Ah, see?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Harrison Ford had nothing to do with it. The answer is A, singer Sia. Spotted them on Twitter. They posted their music. She reached out to them, and they actually even got together and met and discussed it. They actually had a conversation about what they could do together and collaborate. Here's what they said.
She responded, we had no idea what to do, and she invited us down to her hotel, and when she comes out of her hotel room singing I'm Ready, which is first crazy, and then she invites us to brunch, and she's just the most down-to-earth, nice person.
And she got him a manager, and now they're huge, all thanks to Sia.
Well, I still don't, what I don't understand about this is why Harrison Ford was an answer to every question. You kind of forced us, you like subliminally got us to think, one of these has to be Harrison Ford, and you son of a gun, you tricked us.
Well, I'm sorry. All right, happy 4th of July to you, Tausch.
All right, happy 4th, all.